You're listening to SBS News.
42-year-old Nada Agha from Bankstown in Sydney's west touched down in Lebanon's capital Beirut on Saturday.
I couldn't stand there and just watch on the news. I felt that I want to be part in this revolution.
Miss Agha has returned to her motherland to join the unprecedented wave of protests that have paralysed cities across the country. She's taken 2 weeks' leave from work to, as she puts it, fight for freedom.
It's amazing. Really, it's amazing. To be part of it, it's amazing. I'm not sleeping, very well. Look, what happened when the revolution started, when you are not in the country, you see the news. I was very stressed and worried about my country. And I thought it's a very big chance for us because we need to change.
Miss Agha is one of a string of Australians who have travelled to Lebanon in support of the movement. Since the protests first broke out on October 17, the Lebanese community in Australia have staged a series of rallies, but some felt the need to take it a step further. Dania Hawat is one of the organisers of the Sydney movement.
After the Martin Place protest we held, there's a lady who added me on Facebook. She's Australian-Lebanese. And she was sharing all these photos of the day in Martin Place. And then I noticed that the next day she started sharing photos and videos of Lebanon. And I was shocked to hear that because I know a lot of my friends back in Dubai have been going to Lebanon to support. But for people here to go back to Lebanon, considering, the distance and the time it takes and the effort and the cost of the tickets, it was, a bit shocking. And I was, I was proud of it. People really want to help, So I asked around and I found out that a lot of other people have done that as well.
Ms. Hawat moved to Australia from Lebanon in 2015. She was one of the organisers of the 2015 protests in Beirut. She says it's inspiring to know people in Australia are willing to go to great lengths to fight for their homeland.
It takes a lot to just disconnect yourself from all the responsibilities and priorities you have here for 2 and 3 weeks.
Ms. Agha immigrated to Australia in 2011.
I love Australia too much, but, We immigrated from Australia because, there's no work, there's no freedom, you can do anything, you can have your say, there's no work, there's nothing here, and politicians are becoming very wealthy. We're fighting for the people, we're fighting for the freedom, we're fighting against the corruption.
A fight she expects to continue despite Prime Minister Saad al-Hariri's resignation. Though it's seen by some as a victory for the uprising, Ms. Agha says she doesn't expect the momentum to wane. It's just the beginning, she says. Jihad Hamdan, another organiser of the Sydney rallies, says the energy in Australia also remains strong. He said another event is being planned for Sunday.
We're feeling what our parents are feeling over there and our family. And we want to be next to them during this moment. That's, I think, we're creating another history right now.
Abby O'Brien, SBS News. We'll